little Annie learned to play piano, but it was clear she yearned to know the stars. Her mother led her to an upstairs window to witness constellations all aglow. Someday she would know the stars as observed as narrow spectral bars. But on this earthly sphere, aware of what is near, the wind through trees, the buzzing bees, she could not hear. At Harvard she invented a new system of classifying stars by letter names. They say she classified 3 stars a minute, about 300,000 stars in all. O, B, A, F, G, K, M, she ranked the stars she observed as narrow spectral bars. But on this earthly sphere, aware of what is near, a baby's cry, a lullaby, she could not hear. Star by star, one by one, through the years, resolutely, those stars are blue and hot, these stars are blue, white, these stars are white. F-type stars are yellow, white, the sun is a yellow G-star, and it's bright enough. K-stars are orange, M-type stars are red, golden, those stars are blue and hot, these stars are blue, white, these stars are white. F-type stars are yellow, white, the sun is a yellow G-star, and it's bright enough. K-stars are orange, K-type stars are red. Scarlet fever took her sense of hearing, but Annie Cannon's sight was never dimmed. Two distant stars you peer, celestial pioneer, with telescope and spectroscope.